Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskiBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
There's a spark in every child. A spark of energy, of curiosity, of possibility. But too many Native American children face poverty and life in survival mode, putting the childhoods they deserve out of reach. They need a safe and supportive place to grow. A place like St. Joseph's Indian School.
You don't have to worry about where your next meal's coming from. You don't have to worry about somebody coming in and hurting you. Here you can just be a kid that plays basketball, or a kid that plays on the playground, or a kid that does art, and they can really work on themselves and be who they're meant to be.
For almost 100 years, St. Joseph's Indian School has served a greater purpose beyond the classroom, caring for children in mind, body, heart, and spirit, turning the spark in every child into a lifelong flame and a brighter future.
You help light a spark in a kid, and it feels so good. You just want to light a spark in every kid.
Light a spark today at stjo.org.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of north central Indiana. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 39. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 65. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, quarter number three. I want to remind you, Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Winski Brothers. So we thank Winski Brothers, our sponsor for Inside the Huddle. And I just wanted to say this before we get into our next segment. And, you know, I really appreciate the coaches that come on here and thank us for what we do. But I don't do it for that. I mean, I truly, what's most important to me is being able to get these kids recognition for the amazing feats that they're doing. And that's what it's all about for me. And so I do appreciate that. But, you know, talking about these kids and giving them an opportunity to platform themselves, on whether we do it on Hoosierland TV or here on Inside the Huddle or writing about them on Clinton County Daily News, man, that's what it's all about. And letting people know, man, we've got some amazing athletes in our area, in Clinton County specifically, and letting people know about all the things that they are accomplishing is what I love to do.
Well, and that was one of the things that I always liked about riding the bus when I was in high school, because I knew if I had a match or if one of my friends had a game the night before, I knew that the sports report was going to start almost immediately upon us getting on the bus. And if we weren't mentioned in that sports report, we were giving our coaches all sorts of guff about that, because it was like, man, I won last night, you know. And it also had a tendency to not just lift up that person who got recognized, but it lifts everybody up. It's like, hey, that's one of our guys. And, you know, whether you have a team that goes all the way to state, a team that wins a sectional or just wins a conference championship or just a big game, I think it has a tendency to lift everybody up, especially when you've got a lot of kids that, you know, school isn't their thing, but the sports end of it, that's what they love and that's what they're passionate about. So you're absolutely right on that. I think it lifts everybody up, not just in the school, but also in the community.
Yeah, and if there's anybody we miss, I mean, we try to get as many coaches on here as possible in as many different sports, but if you're a coach listening to this, or you have a student athlete on a team and you want us to talk to that coach or talk about that team, or you just reach out to us, 765-659-3338, and we'd love to interview more coaches. And we're still working on filling up the schedule for the rest of the year. We'll go until really the end of the state tournament for softball and baseball is kind of the last week of Inside the Huddle, and we take a little bit break for summer. But we'd love to get some more track and field coaches on, some tennis coaches on, some golf coaches on. So if you're listening to this and you want to kind of be on Inside the Huddle, give us a call, 765-659-3338. And now I want to get to some track and field, and there was a couple of big events this week for our area athletes in track and field. And the two of them that I was talking about were the Park Tudor Showcase, where Clinton Central and Rossville competed, and that's a kind of big event, and a lot of really great teams in track and field participate in that event, and we had some success from our local athletes at Rossville and Clinton Central. And then another one was the Delphi Invite with Delphi, Carroll, Clinton Central, and Clinton Prairie, and I'll talk a little bit about that one. For that one, the final score, Carroll on the guys' side and on the girls' side took that one. On the guys' side, it went Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Delphi, and then on the girls' side, same thing, Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Delphi, 1 through 4. So we'll talk a little bit more about some of the results in that one, but you want to kind of walk us through some of the results of the Park Tudor Showcase?
Yeah, absolutely. You've got spectacular showings, rather, from both the Bulldogs and the Rossville Hornets. Several different events where not only people were successful, but they were able to take home that big blue ribbon, something that myself, I never got a chance to do unless I was carrying it for somebody. Boys 1600 meters, Spencer Dunn of Clinton Central clocks in with a time of 4 minutes and 43 seconds at first place. And then you also got to talk about how you've got some of those relays, the 4x800 relays, passing the baton. Clinton Central was able to take home the blue ribbon in that one with a time of 8 minutes and 52 seconds, which is about 30 minutes shorter than what I got to run when I was in gym doing that mile run for the President's Challenge, or as I called, the worst experience of my life. But then you've also got some of the youth mixing it up a little bit in the event where we have some of the younger athletes. Addie Brunton of Rossville able to get third in the girls 400-meter hurdles. And then, of course, you've got a very familiar name, Abby Harris, getting fifth place in that similar event. And then if you want to talk about the girls' shot put, Olivia Perry of Clinton Central out showing the competition, nearly 30 on her score. And that's not easy to do, especially with the shot put or with the softball that we saw happen multiple times on foul balls during the Clinton Central and the Rossville softball game. So hats off to everybody for a job well done at Park Tudor, because there were some pretty big schools down there, if my memory serves me right, Sam.
Yeah, there were definitely, and that's a big event for our area, and so the success that our local athletes had was really, really positive thing to see. We'll talk a little bit more about the Delphi meet and go through just a few of the results here in the men's 100 meter. Eli Falkenberg, man, this kid can kind of do
it
all.
Stop it.
The 100 meter dash.
Again?
11.43, and he took home first place over Braden Jarbo of Clinton Prairie. And then in the men's pole vault, the Jace Hollinger from Carroll with a jumping 12 feet, and then Nolan Cummins of Clinton Prairie at 10. And then on the girls' side in the girls' 100-meter, Haley Schumann from Carroll took home first place. And then in the girls' women's pole vault, Taylor Hornback of Clinton Prairie clearing 11 feet. She took home first place. If you were doing track and field right now, what event would you be doing?
I think I would do a wonderful job of getting towels for everyone, getting the Gatorade filled. And honestly, I think I could beat anybody on the track using a golf cart as well, too, to make sure that those towels were refilled and make sure that the Gatorade was ready for whoever needed it. Track was not my strong suit. I only played one spring sport my entire high school career. That was 1 year of golf, so I could get enough points for my letter jacket at the end of my sophomore year. And up until very recently, I still held 2 records at Western High School. Highest score per 9 holes, which was an 84. I prefer miniature golf. And most putts on a green was 15. And I took great pride in those records myself. I think both of which were set at the Green Acres course in northwestern Howard County as well. So
I was going to say, 15 putts on a green, were you playing at Augusta? Because I know, the reeds on the green there are pretty difficult, but 15 putts is a little much, Kyle.
Let me just say that I believed in the process of the Happy Gilmore just tap it in. And I was so afraid, because of the great breaks that every green seemed to have, I would barely hit the ball at all. Now, guaranteed, I'm going to get a text message from my brother in St. Louis saying, "You're a weakling, Kyle. Let's just be serious." So, yeah, I would say that athletics was not my strong suit. The microphone I'm much more well-suited for, I think.
Well, there we go. And we'll continue to talk a little bit about track and field in the coming weeks on Inside the Huddle. And we'll continue to post some more stories on Clinton County Daily News. So make sure you check that out. And you want to talk about that?
Oh, sure. I didn't know if you wanted to go to break or not. But also one thing on Clinton County Daily News, Carl Gingrich had an excellent article. You got to check it out. Lebanon High School earns the 2024-2025 Fall Creek Officials Sportsmanship Award. So make sure that you check that out, and also check out a lot of the local athletic directors' X pages, because if you see something at an event, you can go to IHSAA's website and you can type it in, and you can give the kids a little bit of a shout out for their good sportsmanship, and they get honored for that. And sometimes they get plaques, sometimes they get certificates. So always be on the lookout for good sportsmanship, because at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for most of all.
We'll talk a little bit of everything in the final quarter of Inside the Huddle in the next little bit. So stay tuned. Quarter number four of Inside the Huddle is coming up. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winske Brothers.
In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We appreciate your business.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We love playing high school sports because we get to compete and have fun with our friends.
We've also learned skills we'll need for the rest of our lives. I'm Sawyer Tittman from Fort Wayne Snyder High School.
And I'm Pierce Darrington from Floyd Central High School. It takes discipline and commitment to put in the work every practice.
It takes focus and determination to make the right play when the game is on the line.
It takes resilience and humility to find ways to improve after a tough loss.
What better way to learn these life skills than by playing high school sports?
Where we have coaches who mentor us, teammates who become our best friends, memories we'll never forget.
And important life lessons ingrained in us forever.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing character for life. This is what education-based athletics are all about. This is your IHSAA.
Quarter number four of Inside the Huddle. We caught up with head coach Brian Craig, Clinton Prairie softball in quarter number one, Brad Scott with Rossville baseball in quarter number two. We talked a little bit about some track and field results in quarter number three. If you missed any part of today's show, you can listen tomorrow right back here on WILO at 7 o'clock on the Inside the Huddle replay, or you can go online to Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and you can listen on the Inside the Huddle tab. Just click the sports and then scroll down to Inside the Huddle, and you can listen to all of the past episodes from this season of Inside the Huddle. And they should be up right after the show, so you can listen anytime to any of the past episodes of Inside the Huddle. I want to take the last couple minutes of Inside the Huddle today to talk about some national stuff going on, and you know, NBA playoffs going on, and the Pacers are doing pretty well against the Bucks. I know they lost last night, but they're still up 2-1, and I wanted to see if you saw on social media, there was four guys that sat courtside at the Pacers-Bucks game two, all wearing hunting gear, and I thought that was pretty neat.
Indiana never ceases to impress me, especially Pacers fans, and I can remember growing up in central Indiana in the mid-90s, there were some wild games and just some exciting times down at both Market Square Arena and the Fieldhouse. So it's great to see the Pacers back in the playoffs again. Granted, I'm a Celtics fan, but you know, it was almost impossible not to root for Reggie, Rick, Mark Jackson, and the boys. And then when Larry Bird became the head coach in the late 90s, I mean, I was completely sold. I bet I went to 20 Pacer games that year, and those tickets weren't cheap back then. But speaking on behalf of all Celtics fans, I'm kind of glad Indiana's on the other side of the bracket, and they can mess with the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. I'm okay with our side of the bracket as it stands right now, even though we got beat last night.
Yeah, I did see that, a strong showing from the Magic. And then, of course, NFL draft is going on. Started on Thursday. The Colts, with their first selection at pick number 14, drafted Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State. Really impressive season. I know I watched a lot of his film and then watched him against Notre Dame, of course. And he is a really impressive tight end. Can block really well. He can catch. He was a quarterback in high school, so he played a little bit in the Wildcat at Penn State. And so a really exciting pick for the Indianapolis Colts.
One thing that the Colts were so good at was finding the right personnel for the personnel that they already had back with Peyton Manning. And if this guy turns into the next Dallas Clark, I'm all sold on that. Just a very fantastic athlete. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You can specialize and specialize, but at the end of the day, these young men and women, they're fantastic athletes. They can do a ton with the football or the basketball or whatever sport they're playing. So I like the pick. I hope it works out, because as a Colts fan, I'd like to go back to the playoffs soon, I hope, rather than later.
And of course, I mean, the big story, the headliner, if you've not been paying attention to the NFL draft, is Shedeur Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders. He was, for some, projected to go in the first round. I know even the expert draft guy, Mel Kiper Jr., had him as the number one quarterback, thought he was going to go number one pick. He has not been drafted yet through the first three rounds. We're starting round four, and we'll do 4, 5, 6, and 7 today. And he has not been drafted yet, and that's kind of been the big story. And I think the thing that sticks out to me, and just watching him play, and he's definitely got a lot of talent, but I think something that student athletes in our area can take away is a lot of it comes down to your attitude. And I know there was interviews that he did with media and with teams specifically where the attitude came into question. So if you're not, you know, being humble and having a really good attitude, it can cost you a spot on a college team and a scholarship, or, as you're seeing it here, a high draft pick and a multi-million-dollar contract. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here. So I think it's just something for our student athletes around here to kind of look at and say, man, I really need to focus on, you know, being the best person I can be and being humble and being respectful. And I think that can go a long way.
Well, and you take a look at what the coaches have talked about earlier in the show. Things like integrity, the joy of playing, we will, having that competitive nature. Yeah, we all want to be Peyton Manning and say, if you don't draft me, I'm going to come back and kick your rear end for the next 20 or 30 years, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's about making sure that we turn out great young people and good productive citizens, whether they go on to play athletics or if they go on to do something totally different. I would also be remiss, you're going to see some fantastic athletes on display in Bloomington today for the 2025 Men's Little 500. So make sure you get possibly a video of Breaking Way, which is a very underrated movie about Little 500 weekend. And this is going to be a shout out to some of my IU football fans. The Grand Marshal is Mr. Kurt Cignetti for the Little 500. So a lot going on in Indiana today.
There you go. Well, that will do it for this edition of Inside the Huddle. We'll remind you, you can re-listen to Inside the Huddle tomorrow at 7 o'clock on the Inside the Huddle replay or online, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Join us next week, next Saturday, for Inside the Huddle for more local sports coverage. And we're taking a week off from the Hoosierland TV Game of the Week, but we will be back on May 8th with Clinton Prairie and Clinton Central baseball. And then we'll have more Hoosierland TV Game of the Week action through the first couple of weeks of May. And as we get into the postseason and the state tournament, we'll have that coverage for you here on WILO. That does it for Inside the Huddle. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt saying so long, everybody.